Should siblings all remain together after a divorce? That is the question frequently asked. Children have their ups and downs with each other, but you will find in tough times they will depend on each other. That leads to the question of siblings being together when a couple gets divorced. Sometimes it isn't that simple though, such as when one child doesn't biologically belong to both parents. Many couples agree to have the siblings all remain together. It is easier on everyone that way. All of the children go to the other parents at a set time as a unit. Even though they are facing many changes, they will benefit of having the companionship of each other. Many siblings who come from a divorced family will tell you how important that was to help them get through it all. The role that siblings play in each other's life is fascinating. Even after they are grown, many of them remain very close. When the world is scary, as it often is during a divorce, they can support and rely on each other. No one else knows what they are feeling except their siblings, so it is a great way to be able to talk to someone about the events taking place. There are times, though, when parents choose to split up the siblings. They may let the older ones choose where they want, who they want to live with. This can be hard for one parent, but they want the children to be where they are going to be the happiest. It is this unselfish parent who are able to do so without any problems. Make sure you aren't influencing your child's decision as to why they want to live with the other parent or with you. They should know they can change their mind down the road if they desire. The important thing is to find a way to maintain a very healthy relationship with that child. They also need to be encouraged to maintain in contact with their siblings who aren't living with them.